Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS and KMOX. Welcome to the most Wednesday ever.
So true.
Right?
Why
we have another couple of days until this heat wave's gone. We haven't had any days off. It's solidly the middle of the week. Mm-hmm. It's such a Wednesday.
It does feel like a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that's fine because the last couple of weeks have felt like all the days felt like wrong days.
Yeah.
You know, so this is fine to get back to normal.
Sure. Every person out there who's not a weirdo is like, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to give you what you're paying me for, but that's it. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to do a show here. Mm. We're going to have a couple chuckles.
Mm-hmm.
But don't expect anything.
That's right.
Don't expect a Thursday show, okay?
Yeah.
I like to be honest with the audience. I like to set expectations.
Mm-hmm. People know it's the middle of the week, right?
You know, right. They know it's the middle of the week.
Nobody's going above and beyond on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. No. Try hards.
Come on, man.
It's funny, I was just telling these guys, because in the continuing odyssey of the DGS crossover with Amy and Chris, Amy walked in and Chris goes, she's a liar. And she's
a big
like,
liar.
A big liar.
Yeah.
Big liar. She's like, I'm not a big liar. And then that triggered me because my mom, one of my mom's things, a hill that she was going to die on, was I do not lie. To the point that when I was like 15 and someone would call and I'm like, tell them I'm in the bathtub. She'd be like, you go get in the bathtub and I'll tell them you're in the bathtub. So I would literally go stand in the bathtub and she'd be like, Dave's in the bathtub
that
right now.
Is
he can't come
awesome.
On the phone. Well, yeah, except that she lied all the time. It's like, I mean, she wasn't like a pathologic liar, but
right,
I mean,
but like the rest of us.
Like the rest of us. Like yeah. I'd hear her say things and then when it was time to lie for me, she's like, oh, I just will never lie. I'm like, you're lying right now, lady. Yeah. You go get in the bathtub.
So it was the line, she won't lie for someone else.
Yeah, but she perceived it, and she would have passed a lie detector test.
Yeah.
She perceived it that she didn't lie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, which is ironic, because she, like you said, she would have passed a lie detector test,
right.
Test. At which point does that mean she's right?
Exactly. If you believe it that hard.
It's not
the,
a lie.
That's what Costanza said.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, if you really believe the lie, it's a fuzzy area.
just means you're delusional.
I do think it's really funny, though. Go get in the tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be the liar.
I spent a lot of time in
that
tub.
That's awesome. But she taught you a valuable lesson.
Yeah. Well, for not lying, I don't want to make a big deal about it, but I do want to make a public apology to Rachel. Rachel, I do not.
Oh, someone got to you, huh?
No, I do not think your cat would burn the American flag.
It's okay.
I think your cat's really pretty.
Oh, thank you.
That's the thing you're apologizing for?
Amy got home last night. There were 87 cats outside her house.
Burning a flag.
Well, no, here's what I thought.
Take that back, Amy.
Even in the moment, I was like, well, you know, Rachel's cat's personal. And I thought, how would I feel if she accused Francis of burning a flag?
Francis is pretty cute.
Francis is adorable. And I thought, well, that would hurt my feelings. So I wanted to apologize.
It didn't hurt. You're good. It didn't hurt my feelings.
Do you think Rachel went home and like, you wouldn't burn the American flag, DC. You're better
that's
than me.
That's a mean
that's
lady.
The thing. If there were any truth to it, maybe it would have been like, oh, ouch. But Lucy would never do such a thing. So I was just like, she's just playing.
Let me ask you this. How do you know
I just know this
that?
About her. It's just her personality is so sweet. She would never want to offend anyone. She would never want to put down America in any way.
How do you know? What
I just know.
What are you doing right now?
She's my cat. I know this about her.
What if it's a cause she
I'm going to go get in a bathtub.
Tell the show I'm in the bath.
What if
go get in the bath and I'll tell the listeners you're in the bathtub, Dave.
It's possible Lucy has some strong convictions you don't know about.
Yeah, you're not with her all day.
No,
you don't know?
I'm with Rachel because like Francis is very patriotic. We had one dog. His name was Miffy. And I think he was a communist. Like, I think he hated America. We had to give him away because he was so mean. He bit my sister's face,
yikes,
which is really bad. And then he bit my hand really, really badly. And so
and that's a communism thing?
Well, no, that's the thing. He kind of looked like
Lenin was known for biting people.
Yeah, no. I'm just telling you, I'm saying with Rachel is saying, like she gets that Lucy
I know
loves
her personality,
America.
Yes.
I know. Francis loves America. But Miffy did not.
Did you talk this over with Mason Jar? Were you like, something happened to work today?
Yeah.
I made an accusation.
Can you workshop this with me?
No, I've been thinking about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, what if that's like...
It's all good.
That's how great your job is. That you go home and the complaint you have is, this thing happened at work today. I called Rachel's cat a communist.
The politics of this place.
And now this place, and now I have to fix it.
Well, I appreciate it, Amy, but no apology necessary. It's all good.
So we can move on? We're all
yeah, I think,
we can close the book on Lucy burning a flag.
Nice. Very nice.
I bet that cat's handing out pamphlets while you're gone.
Yeah. Starting a revolution.
Making picket signs and sloganeering. Okay. All right. I was going to start the show with a compliment to the Chris and Amy show, but it's a very backhanded compliment.
Awesome.
Oh,
so
brother.
No one's ever had more success in radio saying nothing than me. So take it as I mean it.
Okay.
You guys, when I listen to the show, there are times you do so little, and it is
zero substance.
Bro, you have no idea.
Less than zero substance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's so entertaining. Like when I was driving in today and you're talking about how when people let their dogs jump on you, if we had a show meeting and I'm like, hey guys, got any topics? You're like, what about when people's dogs jump? I'd be like, how about if you go work at Dunkin' Donuts? It's that so one, entertaining.
I think it's because that was a total accident because what started it was a kid went into a museum in Jerusalem.
Oh, yes.
And knocked over a 3,500-year-old Bronze Age, they called it crockery, and it shattered into a million pieces. And not only was its age is what made it so valuable, but also the fact that it was intact. Mm-hmm. And so we were Ranj wants to throw the kid in jail.
Mm.
So that was the conversation.
The four-year-old?
Like, yeah, that's what I said.
No, this is a parent. Throw the parent in jail.
Well, he they can both. All spend some time together.
He wants a whole jail.
You're
created.
Not crazy. Yeah. My emotion is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, my emotion is the same. I know it's not reasonable, but I would like to see the kid do a little time.
That's right.
And then that's what led into, he also doesn't like when people let their dogs jump on guests. And I agree because I'm a dog person. But you go to that house where the dog's like jumping on you and jumping on you. And you're saying, okay, no. Mm-hmm. But the owner, that's just how she is. She scratches.
Yeah.
You're like, ow.
Yeah. No, that's happened many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it when the dog is rushing towards you and the owner is like, they're friendly. And I'm like, well, I hope I can take your word for it, but...
I like
they're
your idea about low offense prison.
Oh, yes.
I love that idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to make that happen. And like I said, mine will be the size of an IKEA.
Yeah.
Because I got a lot of people I'd put away.
Yeah.
Super low offense.
What would be like, let's just, workshop this and play it out as if it's real. If there's someone at work who's just so annoying and you're like, okay, you're going to be indicted. You're going to go to low offense prison.
Mm-hmm.
10 days. 30 days? What do they need to scare them straight?
It depends on the offense.
Okay, Starbucks person who orders 12 drinks.
Oh,
online.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks in the low offense prison.
What about?
Minimum.
What about the four-year-old who knocked over the precious crockery?
4 days.
I think
that's enough.
Each year.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
It would probably seem like an eternity to the four-year-old.
You know
percentage
what you do?
Wise.
Here's an even better sentence. It's rehabilitation. You get another crock pot and you break it. And you put them in a room with a bunch of glue. And you're like, you can come out when you glue this back together.
Yeah.
And they think they're gluing together the real thing. And they're crying. And then you give them an hour. And you come back in. You're like, what have we learned?
And then we have the parole meeting after. And they say, son, do you feel like you've been rehabilitated?
What's it like to be the one that never does anything that would put you in that prison? Is that pretty cool?
Yeah, it's great. You should be here, Kevin.
So would it like no sentence
your
for like flaking out on
is
friends?
A low offense. His entire life is a low offense.
He's making allegations.
No, I'm just joking.
No, I think I feel fine.
I just feel like it's interesting that the judge and jury over here, these two are like deciding.
I'm in prison. I said
she just got lumped in.
I know. I don't want to be lumped in.
You could be an administrator at my prison.
First of all, I'm bad at paperwork. Second of all, I don't want to do administrative work at your prison.
Oh, well, you know what?
There's an offense right there.
Really? Yeah. I'm offended.
You just bought yourself a weekend. Yeah.
Way to go. You've insulted me.
Who in here would do the most time in your prison?
Oh, God. For low offense?
Say there's only two candidates, right?
Well, why do you keep pointing at Kevin?
Well, it's me or Andrew. It's one of us.
Because it's Kevin, that's why.
Which is fine, because I'm just going to lead the revolt.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot better in the city justice.
He's trying to get himself in high offense prison.
Let's go!
I think it is. You know what I'd do? I would say you'd go into the hole.
Yeah.
Which is the... you'd go into the hole.
The low offense prison has a hole?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It's just not a deep hole.
Yeah. You're deprived of all of your senses. You're in a dark room all by yourself.
He's got me in the shoe.
Is it a room or a hole?
It's called the hole.
Yeah, but
like
it's,
when you're
it's,
in solitary
yeah,
confinement. I'm
in the shoe.
I thought you were saying like an actual hole.
It's
like
because
the
I want to
extra lock up.
I want to test this theory that Kevin nothing bothers him.
Well,
spend a month with yourself, Kevin, and see if on the other end you're still okay.
This is becoming less like low
fine.
Offense prison and more like human rights violations.
That's what I was thinking.
My bigger question would be: could you handle a month in there with me?
Oh no!
He couldn't handle a month.
Only
at the
one
four
of us is coming out,
you.
Man.
No,
only one of us is making it out.
Yeah,
that's interesting. You know, like you make you get paid $5 million if you can spend an hour in that quietest room of all time.
I'd like to try that.
Yeah, like if you put people in a room with you for an hour and you really went for it, you know,
yeah.
Like, let me tell you about the infield fly rule, and then you just started going.
Yeah, that'd be great. Or maybe like geeking out on some Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah. Mix
or
it
Lord
up
of
a
the
bit.
Rings, or yeah.
If somebody said to you, Kevin, you have to be quiet. You're awake.
Yeah.
And around people, and you have to be quiet for 3 hours.
I could do it.
He could do it.
But I have to play, like, video games or something.
You can't.
No, no, no. You have no stimulus. It's just you.
Oh, we're doing this airplane challenge thing?
Yeah,
it's going to be hard.
Would you have thoughts? Would your inner dialogue kick in at that point?
I would just be thinking, like, you know, I don't know. Because, you know, a lot of times when I'm on a plane, I'm always quiet. I don't sit there and make noise when I'm on an airplane.
He's so weird.
Yeah.
You're like, please fasten your seatbelt.
He's really proud of that.
Yeah, so. but
you're not supposed to make noise.
No,
on
no,
the
I know, I'm saying, like, I'm
he
capable of doing this. I'm capable of doing it when it is required. So, yeah. When it's not required, though, good luck. Yeah.
This guy's driving me crazy over here.
Yeah. Good luck. Could you imagine that? I'm just sitting there going.
Kevin's inner monologue. If he's doing the, what do they call it when you're on the flight not doing anything? What's the term for it now?
Yeah, raw what's dogging. The term?
Raw dogging. That's it. Do you think you would just be staring at the back of the seat, thinking, back of the seat, back of the seat?
No.
Would you have other thoughts?
I know what I would do. I would be creating a story in my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
For example,
just I don't know, imagining an alien invasion movie, and here's the plot, and here's what's happening. I'll just make stuff up. That's what I do. I don't have the thought where it's like somebody's talking to me.
Yeah,
it's an active like
you create it.
It's very much like the words
that's
coming out of your mouth, but the brain is just creating a
so
story.
So you have to fill your thought bucket
sometimes.
Hmm. Oh,
but I do it for fun though. I don't do it just because I need to.
Of course, you're Kevin Wheeler.
Yeah,
Kevin Wheeler needs nothing.
Well, I need games.
Anything, just 123 DGS. All right, let me make an argument here that probably no one's going to agree with. Let me channel my inner Trish Gazelle. She was in the office today, and Trish is the most chill person I've ever known. The best season of the year is winter. I've always been a fall guy, but let me make my argument. Winter ask so little of you. Like summer, it's so hot, it's so bright, and you always feel like you should be doing something. I should be outside, I should be doing this, I should be doing that. People are inviting me and I'm pretending to be in the bathtub. Like winter, it's just cold and soft and gray, and if you want to waste a day, waste it. If you want to waste a week, waste it.
You gotta shovel snow though.
Winter you miss it.
Which is worse than any of those other.
I like to shovel snow.
Ugh.
It doesn't snow anymore here.
What about a wintry mix? It's not snow, but it's still slick.
Slushy.
Don't even mind the mix. Yeah, I don't mind it. Don't
I think
mind
it looks
winter.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it either.
I think Ron, you're going to agree with me. I love fall because it's crisp, cool temperatures, and also you get to look forward to Christmas. I never want Christmas to get here.
Yeah.
I just want to look forward to it. So you have all the holidays to look forward to.
The after Christmas is tough.
Yeah, it really
it's
is.
It's a weird feeling.
One of the worst days of the year.
Boxing Day.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you'd have a warm Christmas day when you were a kid, where you could actually go out, you know?
Did you like
play
that?
With your stuff? I did. If I got a new football uniform or something, and I wanted to be a nerd, you know, like you could actually go out and play something. Mm-hmm. I preferred like snowy Christmases because as a kid, you actually got to do stuff on snowy Christmases. The big thing in South Roxana, no exaggeration, was you would get on a sled, tie a rope to it, and tie that to the back of a car or truck, and then they would pull you. And then the game was they would slam on their brakes and try to make you go under the vehicle.
Oh my gosh!
But you would have to put your feet up. and stop yourself and be like, ha!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well. Real thing. And then if you went under, sometimes you just have to let go of the rope and go all the way under, out the front.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That seems dangerous.
Very. Extremely. Yeah, you could hit mufflers and all kinds of things.
Cars were sitting a little higher back then, weren't they?
Mostly trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
I really do miss that we don't have as many snow days as we usually do. And I find myself
magical.
I find myself actually getting angry if it's supposed to snow a little bit and it doesn't, or it does just a little and stops. I get mad.
We don't
about
benefit
it.
From snow days though.
No, I just
we
like
in the
snow,
bad
Andrew.
Part of the snow days. We had the good part of snow days, right? And then we pulled the ladder up behind us, and now we, when it snows, we only have the bad stuff.
But that's only because we're because we have to be on KMOX. Even if we were at 97.1, we used to be able to take snow days off.
Yeah.
But at KMOX, they have this whole, like, total information. So, like, you know.
Got to deliver the news.
Got to deliver the news.
Yeah.
Teachers, time to make the donuts.
Yeah.
Give me the summer.
There's a snow day. Teachers don't have to.
Too hot.
Ah, take it. I like doing stuff. I like getting out on the lake and getting on a jet ski.
Have you been on a jet ski this year?
When have you ever been on a lake
My
and a jet ski?
My in-laws lived on a lake for 20 years. We go out there all the time. Huh?
When's the last time?
Probably 2-3 years ago. I mean, I don't have a lake that
this
we have
is
access
so
to anymore.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah, right.
I also like getting out on the, you get out on the inflatables and the boat pulls you around and you'd fly
He's
around in the water. It's awesome.
A little on my nerves today.
Yeah.
He's like, I fill my thought bucket up when I want to.
Yeah.
And now he's like, my favorite thing of summer is something I've never referenced before.
No, I do it. I love.
I can't even picture you on a jet ski.
I do. It's one. Oh, those are my favorite things.
Yeah, hey, watch this. I bet Kevin does that a lot.
Absolutely. Look, I'm going to get air. Let's go.
Are you watching? Hey, everybody. Yeah, are you watching?
See a jet ski
come on. Summertime, you got baseball. You've got you can go out on the water, go to the lake, do all this
those
other stuff.
Famous Kevin Wheeler things, baseball and jet skiing. Yeah, no.
Well, those are Michigan things.
Huh?
Because it's cooler.
I mean, I lived in Miami too. We just go to the ocean.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
No. Rach, how about you?
I'm partial to spring, honestly.
So, here's one of these now.
Well, it's like you've got the hope of the entire year in front of you. There's nothing better than like a balmy, like, spring day, like a May day.
It's just all threat. It's the threat of summer.
Yeah.
It's tornadoes leading into hot weather.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Man, I wish we could reference the sentence you just said on the break.
Oh, no.
Man. I mean, it was. Mwah. That was a sentence.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
It means a lot coming from you.
No, I like a dirtily constructed sentence, and that was a good one.
But it wasn't supposed to be dirty.
No.
It was just like a truthful sentence.
Yes.
It just depends on whether you know the context of
the
conversation.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
If you knew the context,
the
it's totally
dirty
normal.
Sentences.
Right.
Yes.
And I'm thinking it's one of those sentences that we talked about the other day that no one else on the planet has said.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It falls into that category.
Yeah. No one will say that again today.
Probably not. Yeah.
Well, here's another one. Rage, tell me about the burger nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
have you guys heard of burger nipples?
Not until you wrote it on the
are
show sheet.
Are they like pepperoni nipples?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, what? How do you know about that?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay. How are we talking about this?
Okay.
I thought for sure this would have to do with fast food.
I did too. I assumed it would be more on the burger side than the nipple side.
I don't think we're allowed to do this.
Yeah.
I saw it on the web this morning. I saw it on the internet.
I love Ranji's reaction anytime Amy knows something that other grown-ups know.
Yes,
he's like, you know that?
Andrew handed me my show sheet. I'm like, okay, what's Rach got? Do you feel weird? And sex scene comes on. Elmo inspired National Middle. Have you heard of burger nipples? That'll be about McDonald's. I didn't expect this, so finish it out.
No, it's just a thing that if you have large nipples, people think that they look like hamburgers.
Oh, my goodness.
I saw it in my Daily Show press.
Where the hell is this going?
I don't know. I just wanted to throw it out there and see if anyone else had heard about it. Andrew brings up a great point.
I thought there was something technical. musical or something.
No.
Yeah. What's the end game?
There's no end game. There was like seeing if anyone else had heard of it.
A disease linked to it or something that we need to tell the people about.
I thought there was something.
It means you're going to live to 110.
Yeah, right. Here's something interesting about burger nipples.
Y'all ever hear about them things? Anyways, throwing it out there.
Wow.
Yeah. If y'all knew about them big nipples.
I chimed in if I did. I thought there was something edifying about it.
So Amy was actually, Amy was closest to the pin on this because that's exactly.
You sure were.
That's exactly what
what's her prize?
Burger nips are.
Well, you know,
all right,
I
so tell us about burger nips.
No, y'all know when they got them big old nips? Yep.
I apologize. Clearly, this is a topic that would never be brought up on the DGS. If it weren't for me, so
no, it's just a surprise that you're the one bringing it up.
Without a
point, I thought, hey, that'll work. And I put it on the show.
It actually has worked quite well.
Yeah, it's pretty great topic.
I like this
say.
One.
I just to goodness thought there was like an edifying like yeah. reason.
I'm looking at your subtext of it now, and it says, "What are burger nipples?" Explained, doctor.
Yeah, doctor explained.
I don't think I need a doctor for that one.
What did the doctor say?
The doctor was just like, hey, it's totally healthy and normal, and don't feel bad about yourself if this is what's going on with
oh,
you.
That's
there
good.
You go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
so,
there's the good part
yeah,
of the story.
Keep your chin up.
Yeah. And we love burgers, you know?
Mine are exceptionally small. I don't freak out about it. I'm working nickels over here. This makes my pecs look huge.
Have you ever heard of slider nipples? They're like burger nipples.
They're square. Square.
But they're square, yeah.
They're
yeah,
much they're smaller.
Very oniony.
Come in groups of three.
Whoa! Rachel.
What? There's something Whoa. Wrong about it.
She won't eat your cheesecake.
Are we going to get in trouble? Right.
Some of us are.
I have done nothing but laugh. I'm good.
Anywho.
Dave's like, if somebody picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
Hey, you're the one who said it's Wednesday. It's not going to be our top
no,
tier.
No, you're right. You're right.
Nothing all could right? Have this is what I could come
yeah.
up with.
Nothing could have prepared me to when Amy said it. Are those like pepperoni nipples? And the rest of us went, no, of course not. And Rachel goes, yes. Bingo.
They are, but bigger.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I almost took my shirt off because I was really sure I was dreaming. Yeah. Like when Amy goes, pepperoni nipples, I'm like, oh, this is one of those weird dreams.
Amy okay. nailed it.
So wait, was the story that people are going into the doctor saying, hey, my nipples are too big. Is there something wrong?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me look
at it. Oh, we're just now looking that up.
And the doc has to say, nah, you're good, burger nips.
Yeah,
no.
It'll be funny to say.
I'm not going
to
lie.
With the doctor's
okay,
involved.
This is what it says. Burger nipples explained as doctor makes important clarification
really hitting that
arm,
burger.
For people who have them. And then, like, the sub-headline is, most of us have heard of the term, but what does it actually mean?
Most of us have heard of the term?
I've never heard of burger nipples.
No. I honestly, God, I thought it was like a grilling story, like a barbecue, oh, like making
now
burgers.
Now, listen, this is a part of all of our everyday lexicon, but what really is a big nipple?
There's no right or wrong size when it comes to nipples.
Oh, yes, there is.
For continuously
yes,
saying
there
that.
Is.
But if you have noticed any changes that aren't normal for you, it's worth seeking medical advice.
There you go. What if one nipple's bigger than the other?
One pepperoni, one burger?
Yep. What about that?
Like you're winking all the time?
One,
yeah.
One extra cheese.
To that.
Oh, my God.
I literally don't know where to go from here.
Kevin, what do you got?
I got nothing right now.
Okay.
Maybe you can create one of your fantastic
sure,
stories.
Sure, you always want a story?
Yes,
let's
yes,
do a story.
A story.
All right, so
please come up with a zombie
yeah,
invasion.
Yeah, please. That would be so fun. We should just do this for an hour every day and yeah. see where it goes.
He was called Lord Pentacle of Nipples, and he invaded the land of pepperoni.
He loved burgers. Now I'm not talking about the nipples.
Nipsey Russell, and he liked burgers. Oh.
How about that Project 2025, huh?
Well,
yeah. Can you believe
I don't know
it?
What to think
There's
about
some
that.
Crazy stuff.
Sounds bad.
Woo-wee.
Did you...
I kind of want to buy those Trump cards. I wouldn't mind having
cards. What are the new ones?
They're the same as the old ones. It's just bad, like, AI art. Mm.
Are they
him,
like trading cards, right?
Of yeah. Him with like yeah. boxing gloves.
It's the same
on,
thing. They're like, there's digital versions, and yeah. if you buy 10 digital ones, you get a real
and
copy.
And you get a piece of his suit.
Oh.
If you yeah. buy $75,000
oh, right.
From the debate, is that what it is?
The debate. Mm. Yes.
Wait, how much do you have to pay for
this
the suit
all,
piece?
This is weird, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
The
yeah.
suit piece
not
is...
Not like us. We're normal.
Yeah. No, we're just different kind of weird.
We know weird when we see it.
And by the way, none of us running for president, so we can be weird.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'll tell Steve.
Weirdos are not supposed to be running for president.
Steve, I don't know if you noticed, but I'm not running for president.
Yeah, makes it okay.
Before you get mad.
That's my standard every day.
Before you get mad, don't forget, I am not a presidential candidate.
Oh, man.
Yes. Yesterday I heard a promo done by a voice talent for KMOX saying, like, family friendly, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. What is that? I've heard that promo, too, and I always think that, too. It's like, what do you mean family friendly?
Yeah, it's not like we're anti-family, but
no,
we're also...
But that's
we're not
never,
doing it for the kids, necessarily.
It's never been the selling point.
News is not for kids.
True.
Just straight news.
That's what I was thinking.
Like,
I was like,
crime,
news
like,
is
that,
not
that's
really...
not for kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like the Disney Channel's doing downtown
We're like an adult
updates.
Resort.
But that has a little different.
More like an adults only resort.
Well, not your
more like
adult
sandals.
More like
sandals,
yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, more like an adult community. You know, like adult, you know,
the villages.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, the villages. We don't know what goes on there.
Yeah, every adult community flips into one of those eventually.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm sorry, Dave. I shouldn't have put that on the sheet.
I disagree.
I disagree, too. I think that was great.
I see now that it was the wrong thing to do.
No, this is correct.
I don't think it was.
This was absolutely correct, like, Rachel.
What were you going to do to move it forward?
Yeah.
Hey, how about them burger nipples? You guys heard about these?
What more can I do?
What advances the story?
What more could you do with this topic?
You know, sometimes you just throw it out and somebody else picks it up.
Is there a guest you could have?
I relate to this.
Could you go around the room and compare nipples?
Everyone went silent.
That could be an HR problem.
I'm sure of that.
Yeah, but he's the HR guy.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. You're either really in trouble or really not.
He's like, no bad ideas.
You know, no I think I'd ideas. Be a, I would be a great HR person.
I don't think so. I'm sorry, but I don't agree.
You don't think so?
You're a little snarky to be in HR.
Well,
I would harassy.
He said what?
I'm not harassy.
It's fine.
Yes, you are.
No, he said
I'm
she's
not.
A big fat liar when she walked in
but
today.
I told you.
You've asked how it would go if you pushed her off a building.
That is problematic. That's a problematic
what
thing
if,
to say.
You know, Chris is going to write himself
you
up first.
You always lean over to Stu McMillan and, like, grab his shoulders or something.
Yeah, Dave, how do you feel if Amy and the HR guy run into your office and the HR guy is screaming, whatever she says I did, she's lying.
So want to shove you off a building.
I don't say I want to throw her off the building.
Yes, you do.
No, I say I want to slide her down the trash chute. It's different.
You've said both.
Well, only the trash chute that has the big enough door, because they replaced his trash chute door with a tiny trash chute.
Oh, this happened one time. So I go out to my hallway to stuff my garbage down the trash chute, and I try to open the door, and it's like the size of a cell phone. And I go, what the hell? Did they play a joke on us? They installed new doors, and then I called downstairs and said, hey, This trash chute door is not very big. They go, yeah, they put in the wrong ones. Like, put like 15 floors of wrong trash chute doors.
You have to put it in item by item.
Could you imagine the guy that's doing it? He's like, yeah, they'll fit it in here. You just squish it.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, just push it.
Yeah, they put the wrong one. You guys didn't check first? Yeah.
Yep.
So now what?
We still have 2 minutes left.
Oh,
damn. All right. Andrew, what do you have?
How about them bears?
Well, everybody's looking at me now. So,
you have a tournament tonight.
I do have a tournament tonight. I'm very nervous about it.
Magic the Gathering
tournament.
Yeah. Oh. Everybody else said it at once. Yeah. I'm super nervous about it because it's like, what if I do bad? See, I derive my self-worth from thinking that I could win, right? Not actually winning because I don't actually do that. But I think I could, and that's where I derive my self-worth from. So when I'm confronted with the reality that I won't, then it's like, oh, well, now I feel bad.
That's very honest of you.
Yeah. So we're going to see what happens. I'm going to take the wifey's coming along, too.
So
we'll see. She might do worse than me, so then I'll feel good about that.
That'll give you something.
Right? Yeah.
What's the level of competition here? Is this like a sanctioned event?
It's a sanctioned event, but it's not. I think it's going to be a fairly low. It's at a place called Fortuna at the corner of Kings Highway and Magnolia. Wonderful place. Everybody should go there for all of your card related needs. Great place. But they, I don't think they do. They don't do huge events because it's not a very big place, right?
Isn't so your usual place next to like a Long John Silver's?
No, that place has been gone for a long time. Oh, that was my.
Place that was your place
in Wood River. Yeah. Yeah, that was next to Long John Silver's. Now it's a shed store.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad came home one night and was like, "Hey, I got great news. That game store you love, they're opening
this
back
shed
up."
Shed store.
I'm like, "No kidding." And then I drove by it and it was like, "John's Sheds." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's
realistically what's the best you could do?"
I could win. I'm not a bad player.
I think he's going to win. I have a feeling.
I could do it.
Let's take bets.
The deck that I constructed for this is not very good because I just kind of threw it all together because I wasn't expecting to do this, but they're starting up these events tonight and I want to support them.
But there's a Lord of the Rings card in there. How does that work?
What does that mean?
Well, you showed me a card that's got Lord of the Rings stuff on it.
Yeah.
How does that work with a different franchise?
Well, so, okay, so there's they call it Universes Beyond. It's where they've introduced some outside IPs into the Magic card format. It's been very successful. They've sold a lot with it. What you saw was actually just a basic land, Kevin. Now, there's no limit to the art or set that a basic land can come from. It's more just an aesthetic choice of your own.
Think
so
I'm dreaming
expressing
again.
Myself.
Pretty sure.
He asked me.
It has been.
He asked me to explain
it. He comes up to me and he shows me the card and he points to there's like you can't see anything. He goes, "Who are those two little guys down there?" I'm like, "Oh, it's Sam and Frodo. That's Mount Doom." And he was like, "Why did you know that?"
I was blown away. So what were you gonna say, Dave?
So how much does money have to do with it? Like if you invested $500 in your cards, do you win next time?
No, it depends on what kind of game, you know, there's a lot of different strategies, so it's really about what kind of strategy you want to play, what sort of deck you want to build. Sometimes you can build them with cheap cards. Some of the cards are expensive, depending on how popular they are.
Is there like a
various
Magnus of this game?
There's tons of pros. I mean, it's a valid. The world's winners make a couple million, I think.
Wow.
And then the Pro Tour, which is the smaller, really giant tournament that they hold as part of a big convention. Next one's in Vegas. Those are invite only.
I bet they get the girls.
Those are only. Yeah. I managed. You know, I think you can manage.
Girls?
Yeah. I'm married. Okay. That was an anonymous call, so he was going to tell me to shut up because he hates me.
Hey, Andrew.
That happens sometimes.
Andrew, an email came into the newsroom.
Oh, about the squeegee?
Yeah, you heard about it.
I did.
Yeah, they mistook you for me.
Yeah.
It was directed at me, but they were talking about you, talking about squeegeeing off your body. Mm-hmm. And in the email, they say that they went to school in the 60s and their gym/football coach started each new semester with instructions on how to get the most out of the skimpy, nearly napless towels that were provided. So this guy from the 60s?
Yeah.
He says you're on to something.
Yeah. You just got to have lousy towels that don't get you very dry, so you got to dry yourself off first.
Huh.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
That's how you do a radio segment right there.
Man.
There is.
That one lasted an hour. No, that was great.
It was brilliant. You're around the world and back.
Had you asked me if we should do it, I would have said no.
Well, yeah.
But it turned out good.
But it turned out good.
Yeah. Just threw it on there and forgot about it.
Yeah.
And then
this way I have very little responsibility, so that's good. So I feel badly about something. Travis Kelce just bought a racehorse called Swift Delivery. Grr. And he just signed a $100 million contract with his stupid brother to do their stupid podcast. And I'm just so mad about it, and I'm so resentful and jealous, and it's pure jealousy. I'll never meet that guy. He's never done a thing to me. He's just doing what he does, and he's a football star, and started dating Taylor Swift, and things are going great for him, and he's now going to be even richer than he is. I'm fine. Comparatively, I'm not, but you know what I mean? And I'm just so mad about it. And I feel bad about that.
It's because he's getting well paid to do a job that we all do for a living. But the only reason he has it is because he's very good at football.
Yeah.
And everybody knows who he is. If they weren't good at football, they would not have this.
Yeah. It would be like if the Dave Glover Band got signed to do a real album. Musicians would be like, "That's stupid." He's a pretty good radio show host, and he's okay at playing music, but he's only getting this because he has a radio show. That's how I feel about Travis Kelce.
Yeah, the only thing that makes me this not bother me is it's not necessarily pushing anybody else out of the way. Like, if this isn't happening, it's just not happening. It's not like some legitimate radio host was on the line for that deal and they were like, nope, we're going with Travis.
Might be a contract that Wondery's not given to somebody else, though, because they're given to them.
Yeah, but I mean, who, like, you'd have to be at that level to even be considered for a big contract.
And there is the economy of time, right? Like, people can only listen to one thing at a time. So if they're listening and to they're Travis listening Kelce, to it. They're not listening to something else.
Yeah.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.